Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer, and we are talking about absentee ballots and voting deadlines. Okay, Dan, so we got absentee ballots. Those are going to start being able to be used. You said this in the Board of Supervisors meeting, the deadline to be able to apply for one of those absentee ballots is coming up here pretty quickly.
Yes, let me just first say again, just so everyone is aware, the first day to vote by way of absentee ballot, by coming into the courthouse, to the auditor's office, and voting at the auditor's office, that begins on Wednesday, October 19th. Also on Wednesday, October 19th, it's the first day that we can mail out absentee ballots to those people that have requested them. Again, in order to receive an absentee ballot by mail, an individual must request that absentee ballot. So again, the first day that we will mail out absentee ballots, or that we're permitted to mail out absentee ballots, is Wednesday, October 19th. Now, the important thing for people to remember, I think, is that the deadline to request an absentee ballot be mailed, that deadline is Monday, October 24th. Our office will be open until 5 p.m., but that is the deadline to request an absentee ballot be mailed, is October 24th. 5 o'clock p.m. That's this coming Monday. So that's real important for people to remember. Or if you mail your absentee ballot request, likewise, it must be postmarked no later than Monday, October 24th. And so I just want the general public to be aware of that so that they can take opportunities to vote by way of absentee. Now, those absentee ballots that are mailed out to people, we need them, we must receive them in the auditor's office no later than 8 o'clock on Tuesday, November 8th, which is election day. So we need those absentee ballots returned to us no later than 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening, election night. Courthouse will be unlocked. Auditor's office, obviously, we'll all be there, but again, we have to have those absentee ballots no later than 8 o'clock. Either people can mail them so that they arrive in time, or if you want to, just to make sure that your absentee ballot is returned in time, an individual can drop their ballot off. But I want to stress, and I want to repeat, it's very important, they must drop that absentee ballot off in the auditor's office. There's no drop box at the courthouse for absentee ballots, so they must be returned to the auditor's office itself.
And of course, you know, as you said, you can drop it off at the auditor's office. For people that are going to have to use regular postal to get those absentee ballots in, of course, they can't do it the day before the election day comes in, otherwise it's not going to get there in time.
Right. Postmark really doesn't matter, like it did in the past. It's the easiest thing to remember is we have to have those ballots in our possession by 8 o'clock on Tuesday, November 8th at 8 o'clock p.m. Now, we will check our mailbox more frequently than we normally do on regular days. But again, I can't stress this enough. 8 o'clock, Tuesday, November 8th. That's the deadline. And I will say, though, if it's just kind of an unrelated point, is that we will be open. That is, the auditor's office will be open on Saturday, November 5th. We will be open to help and for people that want to vote and they wish to do it on a Saturday. Maybe their work schedule or something makes it a little bit difficult to vote otherwise. So people can come in. and take care of voting on, again, Saturday, November 5th. The auditor's office will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page, and I was talking with the Washington County Auditor, Dan Widmer, about absentee ballots and some upcoming deadlines. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.